The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on Wednesday, the darkest day of the year, 21 December 2016. Well, for all those left in the dark, here's your solace, pun intended. The days will start getting longer tomorrow. At any rate, you know, there was something I posted on our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and I was shocked to see this. I really was. Now, at a time when, you know, the military is getting a bad rap, and rightfully so, how many of you out there have been in the service? And if you're still with us, that means, obviously, you didn't bleed out on some foreign soil someplace. And for what reason? But somebody had sent this to me, and I even forget where it came from. And evidently, United States Air Force has one hell of a band. I mean, not just a, you know, Stars and Stripes Forever kind of thing. I'm talking full orchestra. You know, with the violins and the clarinets and the oboes and all that stuff. And what they were doing around the holidays is they were just showing up at places. And I mean, just showing up. One of these, I may not play this on air, cut it off before, and go to the YouTube description, which says, oh, stop it. This was from last year, December 4th of last year. And a special holiday musical presentation from Union Station in Washington, D.C., celebrating the service and sacrifices of our nation's World War II veterans and commemorating the 70th anniversary of the end of the war. Okay. Did you see this on TV? I didn't see it. Well, don't feel bad if you didn't. I didn't see it. And a hell of a lot of other people didn't see it. But evidently, 3,241,764 people did. So I thought, you know what? We never do anything around Christmas, and I've been a little bit more Christmassy than I ever have been in 25 years of doing this. And I thought, you know what? People are stressed. People need a little happiness. Just an escape for a few minutes. Here and there. To reorient. And recenter yourself. You know what we're striving for. But if we lose ourselves along the way. So I had had my guys here posted. And it's really amazing. And what really gets me, aside from this is a, man, this is a full-blown production. And they spring it on people. When you say flash mobs, what do you think of? Oh, it's the Twitter and tweet heads and the texters that show up to rob and rape and pillage and, you know, run through malls and steal stuff. Now, this is a sort of a different sort of a flash mob. And what really gets me about it is how people react. The amazement, the smile on their faces. If just a few minutes diversion out of your normal repetitive days. Could you imagine walking into the train station, you're waiting for your train, all of a sudden a full-blown orchestra breaks out and you're entertained? I mean, hell, that'd make my day. So just for your listening pleasure and to remind ourselves that there are better things in this world. And the thought that kept running through my head is I miss happy people. I miss contented people. I miss people that would more easily communicate with each other, just to speak to total strangers in passing or in a grocery line. Have you noticed? I certainly have. I'll strike up with conversations with people in a bank line or a grocery line, or I'll make a comment to somebody, or, you know, to engage them. If for nothing else, to remind myself I'm still human. Spoiler alert here, Mikey. Get ready to mute me. Haven't we had enough of this? I did it myself. Yeah. I got my own cough button here. But I did say the word. Haven't we had enough of this? And I'll tell you what. After you watch this, the thought that occurred to me, since the neocon construct, you know, the military-industrial complex and those military boys that are more concerned about war and the weapons of war and how do we spend more money to more efficiently go kill more people for no damn good reason at all. Wouldn't it be great? Imagine this when you're watching the video. And there's three posted, by the way, 2014, 15, and 16. Wouldn't it be great if Donald Trump struck up a good relationship with Vladimir Putin and the United States really did reverse its course rather than supporting terrorists in Syria, that we go now destroy what we have created? Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be a nice Christmas present to the Syrians? And the hell with a safe zone. Let's invite all these people from Syria to go back to their homeland. Imagine the circumstance, folks, if this was reversed. If what we're doing to Syria, another country was doing to us inside our own country. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, there are people that are anti-American enough, like George Soros and the boys, and the people really working that class warfare struggle bull sugar. Yeah. You know, I thought the FBI at one time would go around rooting out communists and put them on trial or at least deport them. Hell, the FBI, there's enough communists running around inside this country right now and keep them busy for the next 126 years. Might as well do something constructive. They haven't done anything else. Gee, the FBI, they just can't fathom how to get their minds and, more importantly, the handcuffs on the people that have been running drugs into this country. I'm not talking about the mules that come over the border. I'm talking about orchestrated through the CIA. The stories are innumerable. They go back a long way. The Golden Triangle, shipping bags of heroin from Vietnam inside the body cavities of fallen soldiers in a war they shouldn't have been fighting. Or if we were to believe the sugar at the time, you know, we were there to kill communists. Yeah, but it wasn't really the case, now was it? It was another UN operation. I'll say this again. We were talking about this before airtime today. You know, as the, you know, I wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and all that. But I'm not talking about it in the context of here comes the ball that's dropping in New York City and we sing all Lang Syne, get drunk and kiss people we don't know. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about having the Reconstruction New Year. Putting this country back together. And once again, getting excited about stupid little things like Christmas celebrations over a season that Jesus wasn't even born on December 25th. Oh, I don't want to get on that rabbit hole, but you know what I'm saying. Just for once in our lives to be able to walk around smiling on the inside and every once in a while have that smile come out to share it with others. All right, on to the real world here. Mikey, how do you know when you're going crazy? Do you actually know if you go crazy? why am I laughing? Baby boomers increasingly having Social Security checks garnished to cover student loan payments. Now, this is one of these double-edged sword stories where you go, yeah, I can see that. And then you go, well, you know, it's not all that bad. Yeah, it's that bad. It's one of those things. Tyler Durden over at Zero Hedge, he says, according to a new report from the Government Accountability Office, there's a joke, the federal government is increasingly garnishing Social Security benefits to help cover student loan payments owed by baby boomers, according to the Wall Street Journal. A total of $1.1 billion has been garnished since 2001, with $171 million being collected in 2015 alone. Oh, the government's going out there and collecting, you know, deadbeats cash, some of you might say. Well, let me continue. The government has collected about $1.1 billion from Social Security recipients of all ages to go toward unpaid student loans since 2001, including the $171 million I mentioned last year. The GAO said this the other day, yesterday. Now, most affected recipients in the fiscal year 2015, about 114,000, were age 50 or older and receiving disability benefits, with a typical borrower losing about $140 a month. 38,000 of these people were over the age of 64. Now, the report highlights the sharp growth in baby boomers entering retirement with student debt, most of it borrowed years ago to cover their own educations, but some used to pay for their children's schooling. Overall, about 7 million Americans age 50 or older owed about $205 billion. That's right, 205 with a B, billion dollars in a federal student debt last year. Now, about 1 in 3 were in default, raising the likelihood that guarantees will increase as more boomers retire. Now, I want you to consider this. In this great economy, where only 4.6% of us in this country, folks, are unemployed, well, it serves these scoundrels, these non-payers, right? Right? Well, let me continue. Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri, she's the top Democrat on the Senate Special Committee on Aging and on student loans as well. She says, I believe this is the tip of the iceberg of what may be to come if we don't work harder on this problem. Now, I don't know exactly what the hell she meant by that statement. But continuing, of course, the mere suggestion that people should be responsible for repaying debt they have incurred was enough to throw Elizabeth Warren into a tailspin as she described the idea of garnishing Social Security benefits as predatory. Okay. The report showed guarantees left thousands with Social Security checks below the poverty line. prompting Senator Elizabeth Warren to call for the practice predatory. Both lawmakers said they will push legislation to ban it. But consumer advocates and some congressional Democrats say the government's tactics have become too aggressive, targeting many borrowers who are destitute and have no hope of repaying. Now, most Social Security recipients rely on their checks as the primary source of income, other research shows. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal points out that Obama's income-driven repayment, yes, folks, there's actually an acronym for this, the IDR, plans only to serve to make the student loan problem worse. Since the repayment plans only cover a portion of monthly interest payments, debt balances continue to grow over time, leaving borrowers with even larger debt balances as they reach retirement age. Yes, it's that gift that's going to keep on giving. And when you reach retirement age, they give it to you. Oh, buddy, do they give it to you. Now, Daniel Pienko, a managing director of University Ventures, which invests in for-profit and nonprofit schools, says the government may be worsening the troubles of older borrowers by promoting programs that set monthly payments as a share of borrowers' earnings. Payments under income-driven repayment programs frequently cover only part of the interest and not the principal, allowing these balances, as I said before, to grow. Now, in that sense, the income-driven repayment program has the same effect as payday lenders, trapping poor borrowers in a growing amount of debt. Now, every month and every year, the loan balances go up, which means, by definition, this problem will only get worse. There was another Government Accountability Office report that blasted the Education Department's understanding of basic mathematics and accounting concepts after finding the department drastically underestimated the costs of Obama's student loan forgiveness programs. The 100-page report entitled Federal Student Loans Education Needs to Improve Its Income-Driven Repayment Plan Budget Estimates. Yes, that's all in the title. Found that taxpayers could be on the hook for $137 billion of student loans to be forgiven over the coming years as a result of Obama's executive actions on the IDR plan. Well, come on. Oh, well, what's another $50 billion or so? We hear a lot of baby boomers vote, so better give them what they want. Now, there is a buttload that is wrong with this story. And I'm not arguing with the billions and all of that. What troubles me, and I had this happen to my own saintly 5 foot one and a quarter now departed Sicilian mother. She worked for a guy, was at a photography studio in Detroit, and there was something about he was not filing the proper taxes and whatever else. At any rate, this came back years later to bite her in the butt, and the Social Security office actually was guaranteeing what they determined was her own income tax deficits with the IRS. Really? That's what you want to do to the retirement people in this country, right? That's exactly what you want. And especially now, folks, especially now. We've had 8 years of the banker takedown of this country. 8 years of misery, businesses blowing out, marriages dissolving, dreams going up in a puff of smoke, people walking around with their hands in their pocket, don't know what direction to go or how fast. Yeah, that's exactly what we need. Now, here's the other sick part about this. Everybody was wondering, well, what has happened to college tuitions? I mean, why are college tuitions, why is it going up every year? The explanation for that one is very simple. Once the colleges understood that the government was giving student loans, well, why not? Learn now, pay later, get a good job, and blah, blah, blah. Merry Christmas.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You know, has anybody yet watched those videos on republicbroadcasting.org that I suggested you watch? Yeah. And maybe if relations turn out okay with Vladimir Putin and we get together and go disassemble what we've assembled in Syria, I'd like to see United States Air Force Band playing Christmas stuff in Red Square next Christmas. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be detente? Wouldn't that be a new policy direction? Our military guys making music instead of war? I'm sure the boys at the Pentagon would really enjoy that one. Why the West should give thanks to Putin for Christmas. Since Trump's election, there's been near hysteria from the Democrat Party. That's because they've not officially turned it into the Communist Party yet. About Russian hacking of Hillary Clinton's emails and troll farms interfering with the United States elections to help get Donald Trump elected. All right. There is incredibly powerful evidence of Russian innocence. WikiLeaks, who released the emails, say they got the hacked emails from the Democrat staffers, and it had nothing to do with Russia. They are backed in this by former British Ambassador Craig Murray. Now, the idea that one of the vipers in the toxic withering nest, otherwise known as the Democrat Party, and don't breathe easy if you're part of the Republican Party, you got the same damn disease, only for different reasons. You're still diseased, though. Now, this is behind the leak is vastly more plausible than the idea of some surreal international conspiracy, the line some leftists are peddling about a plot by space aliens, or Russians, or given a name. The crop-circled guys, well, whatever. Even so, it would be perfectly understandable if Russia and Vladimir Putin had decided to put the case for Donald Trump. Why not? During her election, Hillary Rodham, really I'm a piano-legged lesbian Clinton, planned to establish no-fly zones in Syria. Now, this led to warnings from the retired U.S. military pilots that the reckless policy could provoke a war with Russia. Yeah, you damn betcha it would. Now, worse, the conflict in Syria repeats the same mistakes that have colored all of our Western interventions in the Middle East for the past several decades. The Middle East contains many countries and many factions. Almost none of them favors democracy, or at least our idea of what we've transformed this country in, to give it to them along with McDonald's and X-rated movie theaters. Oh, and let's not forget, interest on your banking money. An idea that the West continues to try to impose despite total catastrophic, ruinous failure on each attempt. Now, the most recent disaster in the creation of the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, that would be ISIL, in the aftermath of the removal of Saddam Hussein, setup, read that just a setup. Is there a democracy in Iraq? Hell no. There's medieval theocracy, beheadings, and burnings that, according to Bloomberg News, sells children at age 1 through 9 as sex slaves for $165 apiece. Yes. Did you know there was a dollar amount on children from the age of 1 to 9? $165. What a deal. Buy a half a dozen. Oh, God. These choices in the Middle East are not between utopia or democracy and dictatorships. They are choices between stable and authoritarian secular dictatorships. Let me get this gum out of my mouth. Monarchies such as Saudi Arabia and the murderous terrorists promoting theocratic dictatorships. The real choice is not democracy or dictatorship, but simply who will kill the fewest innocent people and trouble their neighbors the least. The history of Syria has been secular dictators brutally cracking down on vastly more murderous Islamic fundamentalists. You know, this is a case of we got a bad guy, but we got guys that are worse than that, so it makes the bad guy look better. Yeah, literally. Attempts to remove these dictators for justice, for democracy, to stop weapons of mass destruction have left far worse situations behind. And, brother, you can say that three times. More on this and other news when we get back from this short break, and we'll open up the phones as well this evening. Did I say this evening when I opened up the show, or did I say good afternoon? You don't remember? Do I got to fact check with you 5 minutes after it? Otherwise, you forget? Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders. and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's getthetea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
One of the few voices of moderation and caution has been Vladimir Putin. In September of 2013, the New York Times, now wildly repeating allegations of his wrongdoing, were happy to carry an article by Putin on the subject, and it was entitled, A Plea for Caution from Russia. And part of it goes as follows. The potential strike by the United States against Syria, despite strong opposition from many countries and major political and religious leaders, including the Pope, will result in more innocent victims and escalation, potentially spreading the conflict far beyond Syria's borders. A strike would increase violence and unleash a new wave of terrorism. Well, 3 years on, where are we? Well, he was right. Syria is a bloodbath with at least five factions operating. The conflict has indeed spread beyond Syria's borders, destabilizing not only the Middle East, but also Europe. And Putin was spot on, completely right. So, of course, the New York Times decided he was a villain. In his 2013 article, Putin also stated that Syria is not witnessing a battle for democracy, but an armed conflict between government and opposition in the multi-religious country. There are a few champions of democracy in Syria, and there are more than enough al-Qaeda fighters and extremists of all stripes battling the government. Right again, again, and again. And also with this. He said that mercenaries from Arab countries fighting there, keyword mercenaries, and it's not a whole lot of job opportunities because it's real hard to have a job and go to work when you don't even know if your work's going to be there by the time you trot off to go to that said workplace. We've blown the living crap out of the Middle East. So, of course, some of them are going to be, and they're well qualified to be mercenaries. And hundreds of militants from Western countries and even Russia are an issue of deep concern. Might they not return to our countries with experience acquired in Syria? After all, after fighting in Libya, extremists moved on to Mali. He said this threatens us all. Now, as Putin points out the complexities and intricacies of intervention in the Middle East politics, the Western response has been hostility, ridicule, and even planned violence in the case of Hillary Clinton and her supporters. Over the past year, some extreme conspiracy theorists have been accused and have been accusing Putin of having a treaty with blonde aliens from the Pleiades and who are supplying Russia with advanced weapons technology. Now, to be fair, there are many who would find Pleiadian aliens to be more attractive allies than, say, Hillary Rodham, I really am a piano-legged lesbian, Clinton, and Barack Hussein Obama, also known as Barry Sartoro. Turning away from disproven fantasies of hacking and hysteria about alien plots, and in this, I guess, reverting back to alien and being other than us, I hope. Western countries are on a path to degradation. Yeah. The terrorism being experienced in Europe arises from Western policies. Yeah. And he's right. The dark truth is that the Western leaders have approached the grim problems of an imperfect world with clumsy solutions that may have fueled narcissistic power fantasies but have left the planet in chaos. At this point, the establishment should be unsurprised that voters favor Trump and Putin over Hillary and Obama. At this point, even conspiracy theorists or aliens would sound more appealing. Thought you just might like the twist on that one. You know, can we just stop this now? Can we just, you know, from the world security standpoint, and to neocons or people that, I won't go down that rabbit hole, but for people that believe in a strong military and being the world's policeman and us budding our business, you know, the founders were very succinct in this point of not becoming involved with foreign entanglements. Very wise men, you know, and some people have said to me, well, you're some kind of leftover hippie guy. You ain't got any guts. Really? I would put on a uniform again in a New York second, as long as there was a real enemy threatening us. And that would have to mean, by the way, donning the uniform on, staying on U.S. soil to invite an invader that came on our soil. I'm not talking about putting a uniform on and basically being a paid mercenary, way underpaid, I might add, to go screw around with somebody else's country and kill their people under supposedly good intentions. Well, the road to hell is paved with those good intentions, and it has also paved us the way to do 14 years of what have we accomplished exactly in the Middle East? What was the objective of this? What was the point of it? To create terrorism and spread it worldwide? Or at least give the excuse so the intelligence agencies can do their false flags to convince its populations that you really do need us in this unsecure world, this very dangerous world? Really? Now there's the Mac Daddy of all Mac Daddies of Hegelian dialectics. We'll create the damn problem. We'll keep chunking the cow chips on the fire pile here, and then we'll come up with a solution that, well, beforehand you wouldn't have bought it, but will you buy it now? And this does what? It only legitimizes their reason for creating police states. Just not here in America, folks. Take a look around the world, for God's sakes. Can I have my country back? Can I have my life back? I'm really tired of you people. You know, and it isn't that you're just causing a few problems. You're pushing the envelope here, maybe to the brink of nuclear war. You know, did you know Obama has put sanctions directly on Vladimir Putin in Russia? Oh, yeah, let's sanction him. Oh, yeah, it was that Crimea. You know, he just invaded a... I'm sorry, wasn't the Crimea part of Russia at one time? I'm sorry, we're not going to take any responsibility. Well, at least we're not going to tell the good people of the United States the truth. That we actually aided and abetted and supported the flipping of the government in Kiev, hence the Ukraine. No, we're not going to tell the people that. Because, see, your BS now that you're trying to fly this kite, trying to convince the American people that Russia is it's the new enemy. What the hell are they doing here? I don't get this. And where are the sane people not voicing opinions about this to the public? I've said this before, and I will say it again. We need people that have been well-respected or at least got a name brand attached to their name that has been in service of government. When they'd show up, people would recognize them almost immediately. And they need to start dropping a few bombshells on the American people called truth bombs. And let's see these intelligence agencies and people inside our own government that could give a crap less about you folks. They're just using you as a setup. That's all that you're there for. Keep grinding you out, paying them taxes, putting you on the hook for future generations' debts. We're going to pass this along. Hallelujah to the next generation. And the one before us was paying for us, and the BS continues. Just like with the student loan. Screw these people. Oh, yeah. Under the guise of helping them. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you just have to say no to that which just ain't right. And I've reminded people, and I'll remind you again. Okay, Trump got elected. Yeah, it looks like he's going to take the White House on January 20th, as long as a CIA spook and kook is not sitting in a bell tower someplace and puts a bullet in his head. And is he going to continue to cause consternation? Well, it's leaked out just recently what he's going to do with these Goldman Sachs people. And it looks like I was correct in my assessment of that. And he said, hey, these are some pretty bright people that know how to game the system. I'm going to use them to my advantage, which is exactly what I thought he was going to do, and it looks like he's going to do it. But here's the thing. Here's the point. Now that we've partied about Trump getting elected and happy days are here again, no, this is just the start. Folks, starting in 2017, we better roll up our sleeves and get to work. You notice that they're getting serious now? The fake news, the Pizzagate. You know, does anybody in their right mind deny that there's some real predatory people in our own government? I was reading some stuff today about how many federal employees, they sit around, they got too much time in their hands, and they're just visiting porn sites. Isn't that wonderful? And some of the biggest porn distributors on this planet, guess where they're from? Take a guess. Oy vey, you haven't got it yet? The people that just can't leave people alone. And we still have a government kissing their ass rather than exposing these creatures for what they are. Oh boy. Steve in California. Hello, Steve.
Hey there, John. You know, you mentioned this before, that as far as the war on terrorism goes, the roots of all terrorism is pretty much the same. It's always been the same. U.S. meddling in other countries' affairs, invading their countries, overthrowing their governments, and installing a puppet government that'll be kind to the U.S., and stealing their resources. I mean, geez, who's for that? As far as sanctions go on in Russia, we know sanctions are nothing more than an economic war on the people of that country. You know, and that's not going to win you any friends. So, around and around we go. Warism, terrorism will always be there, is because of what we do to promote it.
Well, it's only going to be there as long as the actors in this bad play are not exposed. And it's like anything else, Steve. You know, this dirty little secret. You know, the redheaded stepchild that grandma never left out of the closet, you know. But once this stuff becomes public knowledge, that people inside of government are throwing their hands up and going, you know what, I've seen this from the inside. Right. And the people don't realize what's really going on, and they need to come forth. You know, I mean, even little minuscule-brained fishies in God's great oceans, you know, they'll gather up. They'll gather up for protection. If we have enough whistleblowers, Steve, all chattering at one time, how are they going to shut them up? How's the real fake news in this country, this media empire that they've built for themselves, made a crap load of money off disseminating half-truths, lies, and outright distortions? And working for in behalf of whom? Themselves? For the American people? They sure haven't been doing it for the American people. Why would you ever lie to somebody that you'd want to give the truth to? Or proclaim that you're an honest journalist and here's the honest news. Forget the lie. Nothing to see here. Just move on.
You know, we have laws on the books to protect whistleblowers. But I can't tell you the last time they've actually followed that law.
Steve, you're talking about the same people that ignore laws and break laws all the time?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
The same ones. I don't know. I sure do hope that Trump just follows the law and the Constitution and doesn't try to reinterpret. I mean, it's plain and simple. It's worked. It can work if we just follow the law, you know?
And I was reading an article yesterday, and I was considering reading it on air, and I stopped, and I decided not to do it because it was a slant that I've heard many times. Supposed great patriots, super patriots that have discovered the real problem, and it's our Constitution. Okay, yeah, I kind of got the idea that it wasn't exactly how the anti-federalists wanted everything set up, but it was the best that they were able to do, and it was a government that if everybody played by the rules and didn't make extraordinary or outside the coloring book images, didn't color outside those lines, that it still would function, it would still work. Could you imagine in 1913 if people in Congress... They actually did this not in the darkness of night where you're not supposed to operate. But if they would have done this thing in full view of the American people and the rest of Congress about the Emergency Banking Act, you know, there's a violation of the Constitution right there. And we've been dealing with that for over 100 years. But these people that come out and just every which way just slam the Constitution and da-da-da-da-da. Okay. Let me say something to you asset Constitution haters out there. Give me something that's on the books that we can point to tell them to follow. What? Give them a book on Grimm's fairy tales? What are we going to give them? They swore to the Constitution. They swore to defend it against enemies, both foreign and domestic, and that covers a lot. You know, I mean, if they would just do that, or not do anything outside of that scope. Steve,
Agreed.
People,
thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. People, I'm telling you, this country is just opening up its eyes. It is just starting to awaken from its slumber. Don't get too comfortable. Commit yourself to going back to work, disseminating information, getting more people to listen to this network, or for God's sake, something other than Fox News. Please. This battle has just started. We're after winning the war, and the prize at the end of that path is just getting our country back. Just that. Not asking for miracles. Not asking bailouts from another country or aliens. No. Just to push these bureaucratic communists out of the way and get back to the rudimentary and fundamental laws of the Constitution. For the people.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, hop along. Did you make it to the board? I guess you did. You know, I got this guy here. He rolls his own cigarettes, and at break time, he has to go out and smoke one, and then takes him 10 minutes to hobble back in to do the show. Just picking on you, Mikey. Just picking on you. Another caller before I get into this? All right. Who do I got? John in Michigan. Hello, John in Michigan.
Hello there, John in Texas.
How are you doing?
Doing great, great. I want to bring up the fact that there was an act of 1871 that changed things with the Constitution. That was when the Rothschilds bailed out the bankruptcy of the Civil War and supposedly rewrote a lot of things. We also have the bankruptcy of 1933 and the War Powers Act now.
Right.
This government that Trump is supposed to be running, is this the corporation government? Is he going to be able to expose this, or is he understand that it's a corporation and that he's running it just like a corporation?
Well, that's a damn good question, John. You know, I think there's a small circle of people, including Trump himself, that can answer that question. I would dearly love to ask it, but in which venue are we going to do that?
Right, and also the War Powers has to be reenacted with every sitting Congress, doesn't it? It has to be put back into place.
I'm not sure of the enabling factors there. I'm not quite sure of that.
Well, that's always something that's been at the back of my interest as to whether or not there'll be someone that'll change that. Because there is a person out of Colorado. I think you know him. I think it's. Law something.net. He ran for governor there and won it under the constitutional governance, and he those seats are all.
Are you talking about what they did? What, 15 years ago?
Well, he did it. Yeah, in 1990, and it's still. Yeah. They did it at the last election in 2012. They reelected the governor of Michigan, the one who had died had to be replaced. So that's. Something law.net. I'm trying to think of the first word.
Yeah, and John, you know my position on that. It's the same thing I asked those very same people that you're referencing, and I forgot. It's been so damn long, I forgot his name as well. And I'm talking to him on the phone one day. This wasn't on air. It was just a conversation I was having with him, and I said, you know, all that's great, but tell me, where do I send my official correspondence? What is your phone number, Mr. Governor, for your office? What's your secretary's name? And he goes, well, and I said, that's exactly the point. You can play act and you can do anything that you want to do, but until you have the power to unseat the de facto, you can keep playing in your crop circle world about the de jure. Until you have a way to actually physically take the position in the state house, in the legislature, you're talking to the wrong guy.
Well, he talked about having to go to Washington, D.C. and take the seats over there first before it could be...
Oh, well, hell, we can't handle doing Colorado, so let's really take on the big dog that we know we can't do.
Yes, I understand, but that's something that I'm wondering. I'm sure Trump knows all about this, according to Roger Stone and other people that have been around him, that this is really a parallel government to what most people are thinking.
Well, John, if he starts doing what we're all suggesting that he might do, this guy better become bulletproof. Because
I agree. And I visualize a white light around his family of protection, and hopefully that will be there for him and everyone he's involved with, because they took down Kennedy, they took down Lincoln.
All right, John, hang on a second. You got anything else? I'll carry you over.
Okay, I'll carry over.
Okay. Hour two coming up, folks.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.